About it.
Hello and welcome back to the Talking About podcast, talking about Doctor Who. I'm Grace and I'm here with Doc as usual.
Yes, I'm Alex.
And today we're looking at season one, episode one of, I
The
guess,
revival of Doctor
new,
Who.
yeah, revival, Rose.
Yes, episode called Rose. As always, we're going to be very disjointed and probably talking over each other because latency. That's fun.
Yeah,
We like
it's
latency, not really.
fun with the internet.
Yeah, that's very fun.
Anyway, how was your
Yes,
week?
but first we do this because if you're new, you're not missing much. We did like one episode 2 months ago and then
Yeah,
got busy.
busy life.
Yeah, so there is no schedule to this podcast. We still haven't
How
even
was your
done the
week
intro to the last.
slash 2 months?
How was my 2 months? Well, thank you for asking. It's not like we wrote it down beforehand.
Well, we didn't know what we were gonna say.
Yeah, we don't. Like I said, this is disjointed if you couldn't tell. I've not really done anything. I went on holiday like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I went on holiday
That was
2 months
fun.
ago.
Show off. Yeah.
Was show off.
Since last time, I got a new universal remote sonic screwdriver, so I can turn tellies on and off and stuff. It's very fun, and I'll probably end
That's
the
fun.
podcast by buzzing it, like. That. Yeah. Apart from that, I don't think I did much. I ordered a 3D printed sword for my Hiccup cosplay that I've worn a
Oh,
whole
that's cool.
twice. Yeah, it's really cool. I'll show you afterwards if you want.
Mm.
Other than that, not really. How was your 2 months?
Good, yeah, also went on holiday. I mean, it's pretty
Wild travel.
chill. Got a job, so
Yes.
money. You know, who
That's
doesn't love
good.
that?
And probably.
Doctor Who wise, I don't have anything, unlike
Yeah.
you. I'd just be kind of obviously. I'm trying to think if we've had any announcements, but I don't think we have.
We've not had any official announcements. We've had a few
No.
like posts from their Instagram. But there is actually a few toys that have just without being announced, have just arrived at some B&Ms. I need to check the one near town. Not doxing myself any more than that, or you or anyone. But they never normally carry them in that one anyway. But there was a 14th Doctor's TARDIS, 15th, 14th, 15th Doctor's TARDIS, which is the same mold as the 13th Doctor's one, but it's darker, like a darker blue, like it is in the show. And it has a cardboard cutout of the background, like they used to do, then they stopped doing because they wanted to be cheap. And now they're adding back as an option for you to just put in yourself. I think there's also been a few Daleks. There was a Beep the Meep and 14th Doctor without coat that released a
Oh.
little while back. Yeah, because we had the coated version and then they just never released. Other than that, I don't think there's been any other toys that have been released.
I've just realized we've had, as recording of this, we have had, I guess, some, it's not really to do with Doctor Who, but more the actor. Alex Kingston is going to be on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, you actually sent me that earlier today.
I
Was it
did, because
announced
I was
today?
like,
Because
yeah,
I think,
it
yeah,
announced
that's
today.
today as of recording, the 12th of
Yeah, it's
November.
been announced.
12th
So
of
that's pretty
August.
cool. She has to do a Doctor Who dance, I'm convinced. We've seen it before on Strictly.
Yeah,
Come on
if.
now.
Is she the second. Because John Barrowman was on there as well years ago. Is
When?
he. Years
Really?
ago,
I
yeah.
did not know
When he
this.
was still in Doctor Who before he got blacklisted.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, we've upgraded, possibly. We're trying out background noise, so we have the TARDIS in the background.
I forgot about that, to be honest. It's just
Yeah.
like in my head.
I'm streaming it on, like, Grace so she can hear it too, so she's included in the ambience.
I need the
Yeah.
ambience.
It's so if we just get stuck, it's not dead, awkward silence. It's, like,
I mean,
peaceful
I don't think we could ever get stuck,
time.
to be honest.
When talking about Doctor Who now, I don't think we could.
No, we always have something to
At
talk
least
about.
not for long.
Anyway, no. What, I guess, first of all, like I said at the beginning, we rewatched earlier today
Yes, about 2 hours
the
ago now.
first episode of the revival. Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. Probably not 2 hours each time, it was just how it fell today. But
Yeah, it was just
we did
stuff.
rewatch it and we spoke about points and stuff, which we're probably gonna forget by
Honestly,
now.
I kind of forgot most of the first episode because I don't think I ever revisit it. So when I was, it was almost like watching it for the first time again.
I know.
I should. Well, I don't normally like. So I normally just go back and watch specific episodes, not necessarily seasons. And to be honest, the first thing I said, and you can back me up on this, is it just my computer or is it blurry?
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was purely the quality. And I was just like, I forgot this was made in like 2005.
It was literally
like
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's been exactly 20 years yet or... It's. I think it's coming up soon. I might be.
But yeah.
I asked it to Google and I can't bother now. I should have done it before. But
no.
But
yeah, like I said, we rewatched it, and I want to know what was your like favorite part of the episode, or what did you like about like what did you like about the? Obviously, this is a huge moment in Doctor Who history.
I think. I'm just going to speak about the episode as a whole before going to favourites. Honestly, I think it's a really, really masterfully written episode, considering this had to introduce an entire new generation that hadn't seen Doctor Who in about, like, 20-ish years. No, not 20-ish years, but about 10 years, technically, if you count the TV movie. If not, about 20, I think. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
So it basically just had to reintroduce everyone to Doctor Who in the first place. And I think the
pacing
of it was really good, as you don't get introduced to everything as a whole. And even in this, like, it takes the entire season to get basically caught up with everything from the classic era. And even then, you still have, like, recurring
loads missing.
Yeah, you still have recurring characters that appear later in later seasons, which we'll get to in about a year
or
two.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're still getting them now, only just. And I did have a quick look. It's the 26th of March 2005, so we're actually
past it.
But something that was more recent was Bad Wolf aired the 11th of June, which was a bit sooner.
And then, yeah, it's Bad Wolf Parting of the Ways, isn't it? So
yeah.
Parting of the Ways
so...
was a week after that, and then we had
the 18th
Christmas to get David Tennant's proper first episode.
So, yeah, I think that's a good point of they did a great introduction back into the series, of course, because of a lot of us now fans were either really small children or maybe not even like alive. Yeah, so
like,
you know, it depends on your it depends on your era or you know, just
as well.
Yeah.
It's as we were going through it, we were both saying how we would act in the situation. And Rose in this episode, her reactions to things are very real.
Oh,
as
yeah. It's like, there's an alien, I should be careful kind of thing. Not, I'm just going to, like, you know,
and that
try and negotiate.
Into the next episode, which we'll get to another time.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't really become comfortable with him properly in this episode. We also established that her and Mickey are terrible pairing. Especially in this episode.
Yeah, I think, obviously, we don't get to see a lot of their relationship in the entire series anyway. We get a lot in this episode, and even from, like, before the Doctor, it's not a great relationship.
No, with, like, Mickey trying to, like, minutes, maybe hours, probably, after Rosa's job gets blown up, maybe even, like, 12 or so hours, like, next day. But no, it's not, because he wants to go see it at night. Yeah, the same night that her job blows up, he's trying to get her to the pub to watch a football game. He just doesn't seem to care.
It's like she's just gone through, realistically, something traumatizing.
She doesn't seem that.
Like, if that were to happen, if that happened, like, today, like, say one of us, like, that's like one of us getting blown up at our job today, and then one of us being like, hey, do you want to record an episode? Like,
yeah, you want to go, you know that podcast that we abandoned for 2 months? You want to record an episode?
Yeah.
I know your job just blew up, but it's been abandoned.
You're fine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mental
honestly.
Health isn't real. That's a joke for legal reasons, because I don't actually believe that. I believe it is real.
But is there any specific moment that you really enjoy?
I just quite like the mystery around the Doctor at the beginning. Like, because obviously I wasn't alive when it first came out. So, but my parents had watched it, so I kind of grew up watching it and then had to go back. But it's still, like, a really good mystery if you kind of just wipe your mind of everything you know and just watch it as if it's new. And you still You build up to it.
Yeah, I think obviously as a more, I would say recent, but I've actually quite loved Doctor Who for a few years now. But obviously I began my journey with it in lockdown, and I think it was a real good introduction to the show. I just remember thinking, okay, because I had like no knowledge really. I knew he was an alien, and that was kind of it when I first started watching the show. And so it was really good, like mysterious, definitely got me to obviously watch the entire series, clearly. So it was clearly a very good first episode, seeing as I'm now obsessed with it. And I think it's a good show for majority of age ranges as well, I'd say.
Yeah, especially this kind of era of Doctor Who. There's obviously things that blow over kids' heads that be there for the adults,
exactly.
But at the same time, it's not too kiddish that an adult would feel embarrassed.
And I think this timeline of events, like 2000, early 2000s, 2010s, did a really good job of that in shows.
Yeah.
Especially kids' shows and things like that, because this was made primarily for children.
I think kids' shows.
It was meant to scare them.
Like, they've just...
Yeah.
There's nothing there, really, for adults, like there used to be. Like, I can go back...
Yeah, like, things like Toy Story and things like that were made for both. And I think there's really clever ways of doing that. And you've got to be a really clever producer to be able to do that. But, yeah. It was... Yeah.
Yes.
I guess my favourite thing would be... I think I said this to you, what I did when we were watching it was I forgot how creepy Mickey is when he's like plastic.
Auton Mickey
is something else.
I find it hilarious how
the makeup.
You can literally see where they've drawn a black line where his hair is on his skin because of how
they've
shiny
made
his skin is.
Yeah, they've made his hairline more forward, and I don't know why.
I think it's to
they've
make
done
it
that. I don't know if it's to make it look
plasticky.
Yeah, like more disjointed, like unproportional.
Like a Barbie.
You know.
Like
yeah,
Barbie
a bit more.
What Kendall?
Yeah, just Kendall. Yeah, he's just a bit. I think they made him more like Uncanny Valley or like that sort of before it was a thing. That's what I think they were kind of going for there. So that freaked me out. Maybe not my favourite thing then. I think my favourite thing actually is that the big receiver is actually the London Eye.
Yes.
I really like that as a detail, I think. Because obviously now we've got loads of TV shows that did stuff like that where they have, like,
big
they use buildings... big monuments as like a secret base or whatever, but I think at this point in time that was only just starting to happen, so I think it was a really clever way of getting in on that trend.
I don't know about that entirely, but it might have been one of like our first introductions to that idea.
Yeah,
I also like about that the Doctor doesn't get it straight away. It kind of humanizes him a bit, that he kind of overlooks it.
Yeah, I think it's I like the fact that we've got this really intelligent person. Well, he's only intelligent because he's from another world, basically. But then he's so out of touch of human, like not necessarily knowledge, but human humor and human just like we see him develop more.
Yeah.
In the humanity side of things, and I think it's just a really funny way of showing like his early beginnings.
It also happens,
you know, because he's now not got a planet.
You know, when Rose first enters the TARDIS and she asks him a bunch of questions, then she's like, "Is he dead?" And the Doctor's like, "Oh, I didn't think of that."
Yeah, because obviously,
And then goes
as
forgets
we
him 2 minutes later.
as it progresses, obviously there's kind of then a running joke about Mickey throughout. But when it comes down to it, the Doctor's always like, he's not as uncaring until Time Lord Victorious kind of era.
Yeah, and that's a
He
whole
kind of
different thing.
battles with it a bit, but throughout the series, we see him change and develop, and we see more human-like qualities, I suppose. I suppose it rubs off on him.
Especially when we get to David Tennant. He's one of the most human doctors.
Yeah, he is. Well, he becomes human, but that's
That's
beside the
not what I was
point.
getting at, but yeah. Also,
But
spoilers.
yeah.
As if anyone watching this has not watched Doctor Who.
Yeah.
What
I think
else?
my favorite part is definitely the London Eye.
Yeah.
And like yeah, like you said, it's a great introductory episode.
I did like,
Is it?
in hindsight, seeing, that first shot we mentioned, how overused that
Yeah.
becomes later on. It's used about like
Oh,
four or
so
five other
true.
times. It's just.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a shot and it's like just in space and then it pans in on the Earth. And then zooms into the UK and then zooms into London.
And then
And it's
some
just,
other points, depending on what episode it is.
And I think that's a very common shot for the
Yeah.
time.
I think it does it again in this series in a few episodes. I think it might be Aliens of London that it does it in.
Yeah,
Don't
it
quote
does
me on
happen
that.
a few times in like season one, I think. Definitely Christopher Eccleston
It happens with Tennant as well.
period.
I remember it happens, I think,
Yeah, I've.
in. What episode? I remember it, I just can't remember which episode it is, but I. It might be the ghosts one, the Cybermen ghost one. Season two.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yeah, I think you're
Is
right
it
with that one.
Doomsday? Or the one before
It's
Doomsday?
something like that. I don't know.
I think it.
It's hard when there's two
Yeah.
parters.
Yeah, I always get two parts mixed up. Every other episode I can normally name. But two parts I end up forgetting all of
Yeah.
them because it's the same story. Another thing I liked about this episode is. I forgot to turn thinking about it on so I can hear Discord notifications. My apologies, stream. Let me do that now. Is the TARDIS? I say stream like I'm streaming. My apologies. Again. Where's stream? Oh, there's stream mode. My apologies. Podcast. You're not a stream. I'm not streaming on Twitch in a while. Is like the little bits of the TARDIS you see? Because obviously, if it's your first introduction to Doctor Who,
Yes.
you don't know
You don't
that's
know what it
important.
is.
But you just keep seeing this police box.
A box.
And then the doctor's like, tell you what, pop in here.
Yeah,
And
just run in here from the plastic creatures.
then Rose becomes really, really Welsh for one line. Goes, but it's a box! And,
Yeah, something
yeah.
we've actually failed to mention about it is that, like, in this episode, obviously, there's the plastic. I think I
Yes.
mentioned it a bit with Mickey, but, like, the plastic chasing the Doctor and Rose in, like, the first sequence, you can so tell that it's people in there. It's so funny because,
It's
obviously,
cheap
there's no
Doctor Who.
CGI.
Well, there is
It's,
a
yeah,
bit, but
it's like
that's
what we
later
call
on.
cheap Doctor Who, but that's what makes it, like, Britain's favourite because
It's got a
it's just
charisma
so
about
iconic.
it. Yeah, it's got
Yeah.
charisma.
It's very charismatic, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Any dislikes about the
Any
episode?
dislikes? I think there's not really anything I dislike about it. I think the bin scene where Mickey gets eaten by a literal bin and burped out is iffy.
Yeah, it's like it's meant to be really serious because you don't know whether he's dead or not. I mean, you've got some kind of idea that he probably isn't. They probably haven't killed off him
Yeah.
that quickly. But at the same time, it's like they've made that so comedic, it's not
You
as
can't take it
scary. Like, I
seriously.
compared it to a British, like, kids' TV show that I was terrified as a child, which was Numberjacks.
Numberjacks
That
is
is what that was
terrifying.
giving. I was terrified of Numberjacks as a child. Probably still am if I watched it. But, I compared that scene to like a Numberjacks villain. And when I mean, like, that sounds really bad out of context if you don't know what Numberjacks is, but Numberjacks is like for 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. Like, that's.
Yeah,
It's probably the first villain you'll ever see
it
apart
has
from like a Disney
really,
villain.
really bad CGI though because of how cheap the budget is.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what makes it almost scary. Like I said earlier, like Uncanny Valley, like
Yeah.
it's not quite right. Like, it's strange.
Yeah.
For me, dislikes. I don't think there's anything I really don't like. I think for a first episode, it's good. Like I said, obviously it draws you in, and I think there's nothing I think, oh, that could have been like, that's not very doctory, or that's not very, because this is obviously a time where the doctor was not necessarily being reinvented, but being rediscovered and kind of
I guess he was
newly molded.
kind of being reinvented in a
Yeah,
way.
I don't really want to use reinvented because that feels like a whole new it's like not a whole new concept, obviously. It's just,
I mean,
so it's quite hard to judge the first episode because Christopher Eccleston and the team had to decide like what the Doctor was going to be. So I think they were kind of just exploring that in this first season.
The thing is, the reason why I think I'm okay with using the word reinvented, I think I just hit my mic by accident, oops.
I've done that a few times.
Is because he kind of is, because Christopher Eccleston's Doctor is very different from all the classic Who Doctors. Because obviously he's gone through this whole traumatic thing that we learn little tidbits about. Like there was a war that went on.
And he's
on.
And he's the youngest out of... Is he? Just out of the ones up to that point.
I think... I don't know about that one. But, like, you get little tidbits about this whole war thing that's happened, and you learn more about it as the series progresses. Which is pretty good.
Especially for, like, older Doctor Who fans, they'll be like, "Why? Where's Gallifrey? Gallifrey's not in this episode. He hasn't even mentioned Gallifrey. Like, what is going on?"
Yeah, he hasn't really, has he? He's just...
And he hasn't even said... like he's a Time Lord or anything like that, or he's
Although,
just kind of on planet Earth. Like,
we do get the name drop of Time Lord from the Nestine consciousness.
Yes, we do.
Which is something
for people
I said
that don't know what it is.
Yeah. So it's something I said to you is I have a theory that that's the first time the TARDIS translates for Rose and the audience.
Yes.
Because we hear it make all these monstrous noises, but then when she's right next to the TARDIS, you hear it go, "Time Lord," or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. It's something I hadn't noticed until this rewatch, actually. Was that it says Time Lord. Like, I obviously knew it happened, but I hadn't clogged it, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I hadn't really considered the implications.
Yeah, yeah. I think overall, though, I don't think there's anything majorly, like, bad about it.
No. I don't think there is either.
I honestly think it's obviously quality gets better as well. Actually, quality varies from episode to episode,
I think. It very much does. I think...
Because even some of the newer seasons are a bit like hit or miss.
Yeah.
With like CGI and it all depends on BBC and budgeting and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think... The reason that this, like, era of Doctor Who is more beloved than the newer ones is because they didn't have an over-reliance on those things. Like, in this episode, there is still CGI, like, obviously the bin, the hand floating and stuff.
Yeah.
For, like, a brief second. But it's not overused and there's a lot of practical effects which make it seem more real, even if it's a bit cheesier. Whereas... if everything was just CGI, like, imagine all the Autons were CGI'd, it then just becomes, okay, well, it's just CGI, it's just this. It doesn't feel as immersive.
Was questionable at the time.
It's still
questionable
now.
Some CGI now, yeah. I was going to say, a CGI, we've come a long way, and yet we haven't. Like, I've looked at some stuff in the past, and it's better than some of the stuff I've seen today. I'm like, what's going on?
It's because... they don't want, nowadays, good CGI. They just want rushed CGI so they can make as much money off of it.
Well,
without spending as much money.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it is what it is. So we need to come up with a ranking system, I think, that we can rank the episodes on.
Yeah. How do we want to rank it? Like, 1 to 5? 1 to 10? How big of a scale are we going?
I don't know. We probably should have done this before.
It's alright. We can figure it out now. Well, so... we can try something, and if we find out later down the line it don't work, we can redo it.
Yeah, I think
I'd say
we...
1 to 10 to start.
I think we rate it on different things. So I'm gonna write those down and say that once. I say we rank it on plot.
Yeah.
I need to remember
character
how to spell
development.
That. Visuals. I did not mean to enter there.
I guess I plot.
No, plot's like story, visuals is how it looks.
Characterization
would work. I don't think there's much else.
Yeah, plot, visuals, characterization. I'd go with those three.
I'm gonna do it overall as well.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
ask why the O is capital on this list. It just is. Is there anything else? I feel like we should have one more. I just don't
That's
know.
That's a
what...
lot.
It'd be four things and then an overall like medium score. Plot,
okay.
Visuals,
what more then? Characterization and.
I could do. I don't know. This is what I mean, we should have
We'll
done
just it. Leave it as that for now.
Yeah, we'll come up with something later and we can always back do it. So, yeah. What do we rank the plot?
Are we doing separate or together?
We can, like, discuss it. We'll do our together
plot.
One and then, like...
I know. Think plot, like, a 6 or a 7.
Okay, 6 or 7. Yeah, I'd agree.
Because it does like a good job introducing, but that's all it kind of does for this episode.
I mean, that's all it really needs to do. I still won't say it's a... I don't know. I can't really think of any improvements. So I can't say it's not a perfect script.
Well, yeah, true.
So...
Six or seven just feels right.
I feel like the characterization of Mickey and Rose's relationship, which kind of comes into characterization... But...
Yeah,
I think it could have been fleshed out more in the plot.
It could have been established more.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you can hear siblings in the background. That's a side effect of living in a house. Hi, I'm recording. Goodbye.
No, this is serious. Are you bleeding?
Okay, guys. I will just carry the conversation on for now while he.
My apologies.
Back.
My siblings don't know how to leave when I tell them.
I was about to just go on a tangent about something else.
Yeah. My deepest apologies. Yeah, I think their relationship and stuff could have been better, maybe.
Yeah, I think they could have just fleshed it out a bit more, just so we know what their status is like. Like, what...
Yeah.
What stage they're at, and, like...
I feel like they're not healthy for each other, which is probably part of the reason why Rose leaves. Which is another thing we didn't actually touch on. Is Rose just straight up just insults her boyfriend?
She just like says, "Oh, someone's got to look after this lump," and then he's like clinging onto her, and then the doctor comes back, and she just kind of looks at him and goes,
"Thanks."
Yeah, bye, and just runs off with basically a strange man, as they like to joke about in the series.
She literally says, "Thanks." He says, "For what?" And she goes, "Exactly." And then runs off with a massive smile on her face.
Like, that's not a girl thing, can I just point out? I don't get what she meant by that.
I think she was just saying he was useless. She's rude.
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, 7.
I don't know.
What is it, 6
it's
or 7?
Say. Yeah.
I agree with that. Visuals. I think we got to account for the time.
Yeah,
I think
do.
At the time, it's still pretty bad visuals.
I'm going to say still pretty bad. I'm going to say 5.
Yeah, I was going to say 5. Like, obviously, I prefer the use of practical effects to CGI. And
yeah, same.
The bits of CGI that I used, I think, are pretty good. Like, obviously, the opening is CGI, not the, like, title sequence, which, again, we didn't touch on. I love that title sequence. But we do kind of get stuck with it a bit too long, I feel.
Yeah.
Although the music does change during the tenant one, so that's kind of good. Characterization. It's kind of hard to talk about because it's the first episode.
Yeah, the characters are being
introduced,
established, and figured out. And
I'd still say they're about like an 8, I think.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good actually for a first episode. You're into like,
all the main characters you learn about, which is Rose, technically Mickey, but not really. You learn about him a bit more later. Just Rose
I think
and the
you
Doctor.
Know more about Jackie, to be honest.
Yeah, and Jackie. Love Jackie. Jackie's.
We love Jackie.
Yeah, we love Jackie.
Odd Queen.
But, like, everyone important we learn about. We learn what kind of character Jackie is as Rose's mom. How she wants the best for her daughter.
Yeah, and her behaviour.
Yeah, but she's also just... I don't know how to describe Jackie, to be honest.
She
tries to flirt
Jackie.
With the Doctor, it's funny.
That is a funny moment. And then she gets progressively, not aggressive towards him throughout the series, but just a bit, like,
she's
motherly
kind of
towards him more than flirty.
Yeah.
Passive-aggressive, I'd say that.
Yeah. Again, we don't
like
really learn
like scolding a child.
Mickey. We learn about the Doctor quite a bit through other characters.
Yeah.
Not really the Doctor. We learn that there's this sort of dark side to the Doctor before we properly meet him. Like, we meet him, obviously.
I was going to say,
like,
I was
run.
Talking about... I literally said to you, the first thing we see of the Doctor, he makes a bomb and blows up a building.
Yeah.
Yes, it was to save people, but at the same time, he does, like, just have a bomb.
Kind of an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
We won't question that.
Yeah.
Again, something else I mentioned as well, which is kind of not characterization, it kind of comes into visuals, maybe plot, is a lot in this era is we see a bunch of news reports, which I think makes the world feel lived in and alive.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even though these events don't really get brought up much later, they do, but they don't get brought up later on. Just seeing the news reports makes it feel like it has at least a small impact on the world.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, good world building.
Yeah.
But as for characterization, I'm going to put 8, I think. So, overall, what do we say? We've got 6 or 7 for visual, for plot, 5 for visuals, and 8, which I think brings us to around 7.
7, I was going to say, middle ground.
Overall, 7. There you go, there's
I think that's
thing
right.
Posted into our chats that I'm now going to pin. Because we all just
I
did that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. Now, is there anything more we can talk about this episode before ending? It's kind of like the summary, which you normally do at the end, so. But any last marks, like, about it?
You know what? No, I think we've left it in a nice neat bow there.
Got a little nice
I think...
cherry on top.
Yeah, I think we've done very well with the ranking and our first episode, because the first one was introductory, but
you know what I think we could add to the list just now is props.
Oh, yeah, for one. Oh, okay, yeah.
So I'm gonna put that underneath characterization.
A few. We saw the screwdriver.
The bomb.
I don't. The bomb.
Anti-plastic, which you could tell it's literally just a test tube with blue water in it. I'll put prop / set.
Okay, yeah.
So, that sort of stuff, which kind of comes under visuals, but not really.
Yeah, you could tie them together with, like, score, thinking about both of them.
I think visuals.
5 again.
Yeah.
6, maybe.
I'll put... I don't really know how to rank props and set. It's just, like, the quality of them, I guess.
Yeah, and just the detail.
I think the sets were quite nice, but a lot of them, I think, were just location shoots.
A lot of them were just, like, we said there was that really long shot just from, like, a back street.
I didn't realise. Just the monologue where Rose is, like, interrogating the Doctor after the whole arm-strangling thing. And it's just one really long shot that just keeps going and going and going. And it's just Rose and the Doctor talking. And then they finally stop and change for the Doctor to be like, I can feel the world rotate, blah, blah, blah. And if we let go, that's who I am. Now forget me. Rose Tyler.
Yeah, and you can tell it's just the camera. It's just someone walking backwards because of how shaky it is.
They've not got a steady cam. They couldn't afford it, BBC.
But that's what gives it its charm in the first series, I think.
It makes you feel like you're there as well, kind of.
Yeah.
But I think the props, apart from obviously... I think the one-off props are really cheaply made. Like, the bomb is literally just a bag and a phone, like, duct taped together. But then there's obviously things like the screwdriver that are made and are literally used for 4 seasons, that screwdriver, more or less. It gets modified, and we'll talk about that as it comes and goes. But, like, most of the props are really cheap in this episode. Like I said, it's just a glass bottle with blue food dye and water in it for the anti-plastic. But it doesn't need to be anything more. Like,
no, it doesn't.
The
it
performance
doesn't.
Sells that this is just some liquid that kills plastic.
Yeah, it does.
So I think props and sets should be around 6. Personally. What do you think? 6?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
That keeps our 7 for overall as well, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, I think that is it, guys, for this episode, unless you have any quick remarks.
I don't think I do. I think I've said all my remarks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good starting point. It's a great way to introduce people to Doctor Who if they've never watched it before. I know I always start people from the very beginning with Christopher Eccleston. I don't go quite as far back as William Hartnell because I've not watched all of them. One day. But
anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We will hopefully not be 2 months.
Yes, we'll be 3 months this time. I'm kidding, obviously.
That'll be almost Christmas.
That will be. We'll skip to the Christmas special for that one and then go back.
I think time travel. We should at least get to a Christmas episode by Christmas.
Let's try and get to Christmas Invasion for Christmas.
Yeah.
Not release the episode on Christmas, obviously. But...
No. But yes, anyways, we will, I guess,
hear from you guys later.
See you when we see you.
Don't forget to... I don't know if you can comment. If you can, don't forget to tell us how we're wrong and, you know...
Depends on what platform it is.
Yeah. I think Spotify you can, maybe. I've not tested. You might have to test eventually.
Anyway.
Yeah, or tell us how much you agree with us, because feedback's always great.
Whatever. TV, I have my opinions.
Yes, we all have our opinions. Tell us how wrong we are.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope to hear from you guys soon.
Yes, I hope we don't spend 2 months.
You guys hear from us.
It sounds weird saying that. We're procrastinating this length. I promise it's not for runtime, although we're like 36 minutes, so it's about a normal episode.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm going to use the sonic screwdriver to end this now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That's the wrong... No, screwdriver, work. I'm getting used to this thing, okay?